Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Promises Kept, Prayers Answered. Dear friends, this week's gospel shows us Jesus entering public life in full stride. He's back from the desert and fresh from 40 days of prayer and fasting. He's put Satan's temptations to rout and he's roaring to go. In Luke's gospel, this is Christ's debut as a preacher. And rather than begin his ministry by making promises, he tells us that he is the answer to God's promises. In this gospel, the hometown crowd has come out to hear a local boy turned preacher. But to their amazement, Jesus announces that he is the fulfillment of God's covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the answer to centuries of hope and prayer. The news surprises and delights some, but it angers and outrages many more. And while his message is radical, Jesus conforms to the letter and the spirit of God's law and to the predictions of the prophets. The good news is that Jesus has come to deliver salvation. The unsettling news is that he will do it on God's terms, not on man's. There's a big lesson here for us. God answers prayer. But his answers are infinitely wiser than our questions. Jesus proclaims liberty to prisoners and to the oppressed, but he's not come to plan a massive jailbreak or start an armed revolt. He's not taking to the streets. He's breaking into hearts to free us from sin and to overthrow the kingdom of pride. As Jesus goes on to teach, in prayer we seek God's will. We don't try to impose our will on him. As a child, I remember praying up a storm for a toy that I really wanted for Christmas. I never got that toy, and only later did I realize that God had surely answered my prayer. He was telling me to pray for something worthwhile. Stop wasting my time and his, fixated on a few pennies worth of painted plastic. It wasn't the answer I wanted, but it was the answer I needed. After reading Isaiah's prophecy predicting the Messiah, Jesus tells his neighbors that the scripture has been fulfilled in him. At first they're stunned, then they're outraged. They had prayed for a superhero, a caped crusader, a masked avenger. And here's this soft-spoken carpenter son telling them that he's the answer to their prayers. From the perspective of 2,000 years, we can appreciate their confusion, as well as the profound wisdom of God's answer to their prayers. In the play by that name, George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan asks the Dauphin if he prays for the deliverance of France. He tells her, certainly not. It's bad enough that he has to pray on all those ritual occasions on which prayer is mandated and required. As a priest, I immediately related to this pitfall to prayer. We're tempted not only to pray on our own terms, but to pray on our own schedule. And we expect God to be grateful when we throw him an extra scrap of attention from our oh-so-busy lives. As we get further into Luke's gospel, we'll explore why we pray, how we pray, and what we pray for. Do we have an active, ongoing conversation with God, constantly seeking his will? Or do we pray only in extremis, throwing a Hail Mary pass in wild desperation when all else has failed? One of the greatest gifts of prayer is that they're being answered almost before they're formed. The fact that we can turn to God in faith is a blessing in and of itself. It lends infinite perspective to our immediate problems. John Wesley gave us some terrific advice on prayer and priorities, confiding that I have so much to do that I must spend several hours in prayer before I can do it. Not surprisingly, the best advice on prayer comes from the author of the greatest prayer of all, when he prayed to the Father, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." My friends, God knows what we want. Better yet, he knows what we need. He listens. He loves us. He keeps his promises. He answers our prayers, and he's always waiting to hear from us. If your life is too busy to pray, make your life a prayer. This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.